You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in. Oh, Jake Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction, news and interviews from the club from this past weekend.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be heading on the road with FC United to hear how the Reds got on at Alfreton Town. But before that, it's time for this week's club news. And the Manchester FA have announced plans for the final of this season's Frank Hanna Premier Cup. The final between FC United of Manchester and Stalybridge Celtic will take place on Thursday, the 4th of May. Kick-off will be at 7:45 p.m. and it'll be held at Oldham Athletics Boundary Park. In other news, in the countdown to this Sunday's six-pointer between league leaders Merseyrail Bootle and second-place FC United of Manchester's women's team is underway. Both teams are separated by goal difference at the top of the league and go head-to-head this Sunday at 2 p.m. at Bootle FC's new Bucks Park. But if you cannot make it in person, FCUM Radio will be there. And finally, the club have announced details for a development fund fundraising doubleheader in May. Firstly, Broadhurst Park will be hosting a supporters' dinner on Friday the 12th of May. The event will feature a special guest speaker together with a comedian, a hot food buffet, and will be rounded off with a set from FC's favourite and friend of the show, Pace. Tickets are £25 per person and will be available at the membership stall at the remaining home games this season and also online. For more information, please contact Nathan Ellis Scott on nathanellisscott@fc-utd.co.uk. While on the following Friday, the 19th of May, the Midland Hotel will be hosting the club's third gala dinner. The event will be a formal do and will include a three-course meal and the opportunity to hear from three very special guest speakers, Dwight York, Sammy McElroy and Gordon McQueen. For more, here's Ben Hughes speaking with board member Lawrence Gill on Saturday afternoon.
Lads, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
The gala dinner coming up. It's big news for the club. What's going on?
Well, it should be a great night. We've got three United legends. Be interesting to listen to them. We've got a comedian. Very grand venue, the Midland Hotel. Midland Hotel, where Margie first went for his interview before he became manager.
And where Royals met Royce.
Where Royals, right, absolutely. So it's a Manchester heritage site, isn't it? It's a big event for the club. It's a potential big money earner. And everybody's aware money's tight at the moment. And it's part of our strategy to get ourselves back on our feet and being able to be self-sufficient and not have to rely on, you know, as much other funding things that we go. It's part of the strategy to develop the club, and obviously we're looking for people to support it, bring in, you know, friends, even people who might be thinking about sponsoring us. It's an opportunity for people from FC to get together, raise some money for the club and promote the club.
And the beauty of this event as well is that there's two events in a way. Obviously the highbrow one, it's a gala dinner with
It's the posh
it's the posh dudes, the people with big pockets, with deep pockets.
Absolutely.
And you know, we need to get them on board for the club. But we've also got the Broadhurst Park event as well.
We've got the Broadhurst Park event, and I won't be serving pie and peas at the Midland. Get them on a Saturday, pre-match. Very reasonable prices. It's what we've got to do is cater for everybody. So it is a bit different. It is a little bit up there. But there's always lots of other events that people can get involved in. You know, people can go to George's Quiz, which is on the road now, going to different venues. I think East Manchester's next, I think. So there's loads of ways for people to support the club financially and just to do things together as football fans. Because hopefully we're turning corners now. You know, well, we need to be building a few bridges, but onwards and upwards.
It does feel like we are getting some form of momentum here now and a bit more solidity behind the scenes, and the club's starting to look up a bit more.
I'd like to think so. Obviously, disappointing today. I thought we were worth a point today. It wasn't the greatest game. But coming on the three wins on the bounce, you know, those great performances. The performance against Gloucester at Cheltenham was great. What a great afternoon that was. Yes, it does feel more positive. I must admit, it's been a tough 18 months. As long as we keep looking forward and doing what we're doing, doing it right, I think that's the important thing. We stay together. This is the time for us to be really united and take the club forward. I think I said at the AGM, you know, I've lost one football club. I don't want to lose another one.
Well, Loz, thank you for joining us. Keep up the good work. There's going to be more events coming down the line as well.
Yes.
So keep it on This Club Is My Club for more news on those events.
Absolutely.
But this is the next one, and good luck.
FC United board member Lawrence Gill there, and you can purchase tickets for the Midland Hotel Gala Dinner via the online club shop or by contacting Ruth Slater on ruthslater@fc-utd.co.uk or by telephone on 0161 769 2005. To Saturday's football now, and following an excellent three-game winning streak for the Reds, it was to Alfreton Town next for Carl Margeson's side. And to hear now how FC United got on, it's over to Marv Willis now with a match report.
Thank you, Cockers. FC United's three-game winning streak came to an end on Saturday afternoon, with the Reds slipping to a 2-1 defeat at Alfreton Town. Sam Smith scored an early goal for the hosts, but George Thompson found the equaliser just after the interval. However, Wes Atkinson struck a well-taken winner in the 77th minute. Alfreton then shut up shop to hold on to victory.
Well, the ball into the penalty area, and FC need to deal with this, and it's a great save, but it's an opportunity again, and it's in the back of the net. Well, that came out of nothing. We were checking our watch. The ball went over the top, and FC United out at the back. Jerome Wright was not in the right position there. Corbett didn't do anything either, and out came Carnell. It was a good save by Carnell initially, but we were all checking what time and how many minutes we'd played, and in all fairness, a scrappy goal and a scrappy bit of commentating to boot. I do apologise, it's 1-0 to Alfreton.
Well, it's that man Sam Smith again. He scored twice in his debut against us in October, and he had two bites at the cherry there. The first one, Carnell got something behind, but when the ball broke loose, there was nothing to stop him stroking it into the goal.
Well, that was it was lackadaisical. Well, the question came in, will we keep a clean sheet today? I think that's been answered in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Well, Alfreton do love to trade goals.
898 today's attendance, 350 of which have come from FC United.
Well, let's see these 350 can roar on the boys in the second half as Jerome Knight right now plays it back to Thompson. Thompson takes a touch inside to Kay. Kay with a little bit of room now. He's got a sight of goal, but he chips it towards the back post, and Wolfenden's there, heads it across, goals. An opportunity now. Here's an opportunity. Goal! Oh. Well, goal. Great header there by Matty Wolfenden into Thompson on the half volley on the 6-yard area. FC United back on level terms. Exactly what Carr would have wanted in the opening 5 minutes of this second half. Good play there. Opened them up really, really well, and a well-taken goal.
The utter simplicity of Scott Kay having the ball, playing the ball to the back post to where Wolfie was waiting for it. He outjumped his defender, headed it across goal, and George Thompson was there to lash it in, which is what he did basically here last season.
Well, good football from FC United, setting the stall out in this second half well, and getting a goal early in this game to really set up a good contest now. And now Lowe intercepts, and he looks for some support. Jerome Wright puffs his chest out, waits and delays the ball, and it's just a little bit too much, and defended really well. And then they clear the lines, and they say, with a clearance in this kind of game, it goes from defence to attack very, very quickly. West Carr now back on the ball, chips it towards the back post there, looking for the number 11. He's on there, heads it goal bound. Well, there was no one defending the ball, but it was a weak header, and FC United could start from the back right-hand side now with Williams. Well, it's end-to-end stuff at this moment in time, and FC United very unlucky not to have maybe made better of that, but they've given the ball away with Williams. And then again, the ball chipped from the left back position to the right hand side. A lovely sweeping ball there by Ryan Wilson. Brings in Jordan Richards. Richards now puts the ball to the penalty. It's not the best of balls. Has to be cleared by an FC shirt. It is. And up there's Arneson on the halfway line. And pushing the back, the referee says it's fine. And Terry Kennedy plays it all the way back to Spice. Takes his touch. And then long ball to Jerome Wright's chest, who meets it well. Plays the ball inside now to Sherrington. Sherrington has the movement and the good quality of grace to see on the right-hand side. There was Wolford, and Wolford to the byline. Get the ball to the penalty area. Oh, and it doesn't quite get to the corner flag. And I think if there's going to be any change in the game, which they're about to, I think Wolford, who's just gone out of the game a little bit, would be a player I'd bring off. And also, I think we know Arneson is the man that's going to come off as well. Oh, the ball on the right-hand side into the penalty area now. FC United, a free ball, an opportunity to goal, and a great goal, and a great finish by Wes Atkinson there. Everyone asleep from FC United Manchester. The ball came onto this right hand side. The ball was played in with purpose, but there was just no one there at all to defend the ball. And FC United, well, about to make a double substitution. He's can't going to change his mind. I can't see him doing it. I think he's going to make that substitution anyway. And FC United on the 77th minute got himself 2-1 down here. And Paul, that was poor.
It was sloppy because we allowed the ball to be played across the box, and there's nobody picking up with Atkinson at all. Well, very, very poor.
A very good finish from Atkinson, you've got to say. He was calm, collected on the ball, and he played it out wide, and in he came, and it was a simple tap in from about 15 yards, though. And that is indeed the final whistle, and FC United were undone with a goal in the 73rd minute. A bit of lack of defending at the back post there, and it was well finished and executed by Wes Atkinson. But really, FC United had all the opportunity in that second half to come out and get back into the game, and they did get back into the game with a well-worked goal within the first five minutes, Paul. But after that, really, did we show enough? Did we show the impetus to go out there and really take the game to them, and really show the different class of the two teams?
I thought in the second half, once we did score, we had the momentum in the game for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We didn't actually control the game, but we had most of it. But we didn't really get enough goal attempts in whilst we had the ascendancy, and that was the disappointment. And then when the game was allowed to drift beyond that, they grabbed the goal. And once they did score, to be honest, we didn't really look like getting it back.
Well, you're right. And the one thing for me that was a little bit unfortunate, players seem to drift out of the game as well. Players that were influential just seem to drift in and out of the game, and there wasn't the consistency. I think for me, Alverton had a game plan. They stuck to it all the way through the game. They worked and worked and worked, they've got the, well, they will believe the just desserts. For me, FC United had opportunities to put that game to bed. For me, the first 45 minutes I would have taken it to them. Rather than just settle with maybe the same team, I would have the likes of Gilchrist, we discussed, and also maybe Tom Greaves, a team that had conceded 75 goals before this afternoon. For me, it would have been an opportunity to really put pace, quality, get in behind that defence and put them under a great deal of pressure. As it happened, FC conceded in the first 5 minutes, and after that, really, the first 45 minutes, well, they flew pie without FC United really, really putting them under severe pressure. There was two decent saves from the goalkeeper, but apart from that, in the first 45 minutes, Alverton would have thought, well, we've done our job, we're going to come out the second half and we've got to do the same. Carl's thinking maybe what we need to do is maybe change it around a little bit, let the players see how they go in the first maybe 15-20 minutes. But we get that early goal 5 minutes into the second half, and we think, right, that's the opportunity now to move forward. And did we do that, Ben? Did we do that, Paul?
We'll look back at this as an opportunity lost to win four in a row, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you might be right, sir.
I think if we'd what we didn't have in the last 15 minutes or so, which we've had in games recently, was that desire to go beyond the 90 minutes and keep fighting. We didn't really show it this afternoon.
No, I say, I think
we seemed to resign to our fate a little bit, didn't we?
Players seem to have disappeared. They just came in and out of the game. I mean, Lowe, who is saw some great quality this afternoon, just seems to disappear in that last part of the second half, as did a number of the players. I mean, Wolfenden for me did as well, to be honest, towards the end. And overall, really, when you've got two or three players disappearing in a game and you're 2-1 down, then I'm afraid you don't deserve to win. And it was there's not a lot. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd like your thoughts, Ben, see what you thought of the game before we wrap up here at 5 o'clock. Because
I think
obviously the last couple of games we've been, it's like we said at our time, the last couple of games we've been really, really solid, very, very defensive, but very, very effective and getting the points on the board. And I think we struggled to go up a gear today. Once we conceded that early goal, and we got it, we struggled in the first half. We come out with a bit of impetus in the second half, get a goal back, get the equaliser, and then it reverts back to very scrappy, very, and that was comfortable for Alfreton. And the goal they scored to win it was, well, very simple stuff, wasn't it?
It was very simple stuff. It was a well taken goal. It was cushioned into the bottom corner, and it was a well taken goal. But you're right, when there's no one at the back post defending it, it makes it easy for the oncoming centre midfield player in Wes Atkinson, who I thought was a good player, did well, a few theatricals early in the game, but again he took his goal very, very well. I just the thing, what not doesn't necessarily baffle me, but the one thing that disappoints me is there's a lot of quality out there for FC United. Scott Kay, you've got the quality, as we know, of Nathan Lowe, George Thompson, Sam Sharon, and these are kind of players that can affect games brilliantly, but they've got to affect them for the full 90 minutes, not go in and out of games, and that's what we've done today. In and out of the game, not playing for 90 minutes, and that's how you lose games of football, unfortunately. And I think Carl will be very dissatisfied with that overall, and I'm sure you're not looking forward to interviewing him, in fairness.
It would be more like come wine with me than dine with me tonight, maybe.
Well, indeed, yes. Well, the spice of life is playing for 90 minutes and enjoying 3 points, but unfortunately that's bypassed us this afternoon here at Alfreton, and it's really not been the best of games. Certainly the second half. I mean, there's been some good passages of play, and it was nice to see at the pitch side, as we are, for the first time in a long time. You know, there was a lot of good intricate play from FC United of Manchester. Very quiet out on the pitch. We've got an Atmos mic right next to us.
Did you get the feeling there was more commitment on the bench than on the pitch at times?
No, I just don't think it's always been a criticism of an FC United team that it's very, very quiet. We've never really had that chaddy Rory Patterson thing since, well, Rory and Chadder, and you know it's always been very quiet.
We've had Winter to a certain degree, and we've had players that have actually, you know, rolled the sleeves up and have shown, you know, I mean there's undoubted quality in that FC United team, and we've seen it this afternoon, and some very good individual performances for patches of the game. I think Carl be very disappointed with the way we switched off for the equaliser, their winner, and I think all told, it's 3 points lost here today when we should have been here. For me, go for the kill right at the beginning. Go for the kill. Show them exactly what we're made of, how we're going to influence the game. Make them have to think. Put them on the back foot straight away. Make them the team that have to go out and work, and make sure that they know in the game. And when you go against a team that have conceded 75 and you concede two against the team that have got a dreadful, dreadful record, it's quite telling, I think.
Are we not giving enough credit to Alfreton here? I mean, did they do anything in that game to warrant the 3 points?
They're in a tough predicament in the division. They're struggling, and they need the points desperately to keep their heads above water and out of relegation trouble. And they did fight hard today. We have to give them credit for that. They did provide two moments of quality in terms of scoring good goals. Whether we should have imposed ourselves more on them is another argument. Maybe we didn't close them down enough and battle with them enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to give credit to Alfreton. They set their stall out very well. They got a nice early goal. They worked hard. They got men behind the ball. The front men held the ball up well and wanted to hold the ball and work the ball. I'm just wondering whether or not, I mean, you know, it's not a big pitch, and I'm just wondering whether it suits FC style of play, you know, these smaller pitches, because sometimes it can be very, very difficult
to be able to do that. We are spoilt at Broadhurst with a big wide pitch.
Steve's been in touch to say, when you start to expect a good result from FC, it goes wrong. Fear the worst against the top teams, and it's 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Curzon on Monday.
That's always been the case, hasn't it? Really?
Curzon on Monday, who are in a similar situation to us, really, in the middle of the table, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's more. I mean, the pitch is more to a liking for both teams there. You know,
yeah, we love playing the same side.
It's a big pitch. It's an expansive game. You can play the ball from left to right. But what you've got to do then, you've got to adapt when you're playing in a smaller pitch like this. So we've played at smaller pitches in the last 3 or 4 weeks. is your game. You've got to have a short, you've got to have a short ball game.
Yeah.
You know, you've got maybe, I mean, I know Carl likes that diamond, so maybe bring that diamond in. Short ball, short ball, short ball, play the ball out. You've got to be quicker in your play, and you've got to open teams up. With the kind of quality players we got in the middle of the park, they should be able to open up players and a lot easier than they have done. And then you need someone up with pace through the middle that can latch onto those. And I don't think we've done that this afternoon.
And playing Saturday, Monday, any knocks, strains, fatigue will come in, which means his team selection for Monday will be very interesting.
Well, what also you've got is players that are down. You know, so that psychologically, that's another thing to consider because, yeah. You know...
You want to freshen it up, I think.
Yes.
Hey, don't beat down because, as Steve's rightly said on Twitter, FC United are still top of the bottom half of the table.
Yes.
So that's great times.
It's easy to say that when you haven't got to drive home for about an hour and 45 minutes through the windy country roads.
A big thank you
Ben.
To Statopol. Well, but we're closing now with Swampy.
Well, it's 3 points lost here this afternoon from an FC perspective. FC United come here with a team with 75 goals against them, and they went a goal down after 5 minutes, which is the last thing you want against a team that have been struggling in the division, trying to stay in this division. And it stayed like that until the first 5 minutes of the second half. A good bit of football from FC United to Manchester, ball played across right hand side, Wolford with a great cushion header, great half volley from George Thompson, and one apiece. Everyone thinking there's the opportunity to move on and get that winning goal, but unfortunately on the 73rd minute, just before a double substitution for FC United to Manchester, it was Wes Atkinson at the back post. He slid in, took his goal very, very well, and FC United after that really didn't show a great deal of desire, it seemed, or even great quality in front of goal to get back on level terms. Unfortunately for me, it's a game where FC United will rue those 3 points lost, but we've got an opportunity to make amends on Monday with a away visit of Curzon and Ashton. For me, the man of the match, Ryan Wilson this afternoon, showing quality from a left-back perspective. FC United again, some quality in bits, but unfortunately overall not quite good enough this afternoon. We leave you here and we'll see you all very, very soon. Thank you very much to Sato Paul, thanks very much to Ben. Ladies and gentlemen, bye for now.
Swampy Ben and Stato Paul there from Saturday afternoon. Ben caught up with FC United first team manager Carl Margeson.
So, Carl, thank you for joining us after that one. One of them afternoons, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, just, I think bad day at the office. I think over the past three performances, we've been excellent. Today, the standards weren't up to what we normally do. It's very hard to put finger on it, but it was just virtually everybody had an off day today.
We have been defensively solid as a rock in the last couple of games. Was it hard, really, coming here? We were a bit sluggish. They got a goal quite early on, and was it hard then to get into gear in a way?
It was, but then when you get back to one apiece, what you don't want to do is be like, you know, conceding the second time, and that was the disappointing thing for it. Once we got back to 1-1, we should have been kicking on, but it is what it is. Like I say, it's just a bad day at the office all round.
And we move on now to Curzon. Obviously, it's a Monday game straight after this one. There's not much time to think about it, is there?
It's the same thing, isn't it? Getting back on the bike, and that's what we want to do. We want to obviously get back to winning ways at Curzon.
Any injuries then, or anyone looking to get back? I mean, the likes of Greaves or Kieran Glynn, for example. Or?
We'll look at it. We'll look at it. We'll probably have to freshen up. Just through fatigue, so we'll have to make some decisions on who's going to be available for Monday and how we can affect it.
And a couple of new signings as well, we know about Cedric Crewe, but you did mention this to me a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, we weren't too sure about it, but a new
Tommy.
Signing.
Yeah,
Tommy's signed.
Yeah, he's signed, so like you say, he's done well in training and showed well in the reserve, so... Yeah, we'll have a look. Like I say, it's a short turnaround, so we might need to freshen it up on Monday.
Well, thanks for joining us, Carl. Safe journey back.
Carl Margeson there speaking with Ben following his side's defeat to Alfreton Town on Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, Ben caught up with FC United right-back Jake Williams, who before kick-off had found out of his selection to play for a National League North 11 in an upcoming charity match in Harrogate at the end of the month.
So, Jake, a big congratulations on your call-up. Whisper it quietly, but on behalf of the radio team, we do think you're arguably the best right-back in the league, so well-deserved. But
I'm delighted, to be honest. It's a nice opportunity. Hopefully I can take it and go and enjoy the day. It's for a good cause, so hopefully go out there and play well and enjoy the moment, really.
What's been your mood like in recent weeks? Because defensively, we've
feels like we, apart from today, obviously, yeah, which we won't go to, but it feels like we have turned a bit of a corner with the likes of the match against Kidderminster.
Yeah, I think the last couple, like, few games by today, we've been a bit more with a structure behind us. And I think, I know, we've just been a bit more confident with what we're doing. And obviously, just today, we just didn't seem to click. I don't think we seemed to click all over the park, but it's football, isn't it? You have bad ones, you have good ones. So we go to Curzon on Monday, and hopefully we can bring back that Kidderminster defence, sort of. And
does it help having a game that quick come turning up? Because obviously you can talk about knocks and fatigue and that kind of thing, but there is no real chance to think about it, is there? So you've just got to hit the ground running on Monday.
I think it's a good opportunity after this game to try and bounce back, and it's a local derby, so we've got to go out there and go and try and do the business and go and get the win and bounce back. And just, nah, this is probably just a blip for us, and we just keep on going to the end of the season. I think there's 9 games left or 8 games left. And we just try and get as high as we can in the league and try and get that Manchester Prem Cup.
Well, congratulations again, Jake, on your call-up. Well deserved, and all the best with it, and we'll see you Monday.
Cheers, thank you very much.
FC United right back Jake Williams there. To find out now where that Alfreton result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from a busy Saturday in the National League North, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willards for another edition of Marv's Sports Report.
Thank you, Cockers, and welcome everybody to another episode of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And that defeat for FC United on Saturday saw the Reds drop a place to 13th, 1 point behind Curzon Ashton and 13 points above the relegation zone. A tad higher up the table, and Darlington were the only side in the top six to win on Saturday. The Quakers moved into fifth spot after edging out Brackley Town 1-0. Leaders AFC Fylde remain 11 points clear at the top of the table, despite being held to a 2-2 draw at Mill Farm by third-placed Kidderminster Harriers. Second-place Salford City weren't able to put pressure on AFC Fylde, as they were held also to a draw, this time 1-1 at Moor Lane by sixth-place neighbours Stockport County. Fourth-place Chorley completed an indifferent day for the top sides when they suffered a 2-1 defeat at Harrogate Town. Saturday's opponents for FC, Halifax Town, missed the chance to move into the top five after suffering a 1-0 defeat at the Shea to a Gloucester City side. That result maintained Tamworth's interest in the race for a playoff place, as they won 1-0 against third-bottom Gainsborough Trinity. Altrincham, their 13 points from the safety mark after sharing a goalless draw with second-bottom Stalybridge Celtic at Moss Lane. While fourth-bottom Worcester City, they suffered a 2-0 defeat at Bromsgrove against Boston United. Bradford Park Avenue won their six-pointer at Telford United to move 4 points above the relegation places and level on points with their hosts. While at the Tameside Stadium, it finished Curzon, Ashton 2, Nuneaton Town 1. End of message.
FC United return to action this coming Saturday as FC host promotion chasing Halifax Town at Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m, but as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. That's nearly it from me for this week's show, but before I go, just to advise that FC United will be holding open trials for the club's Academy 2017-18 intake, with trials taking place on the first week of Easter half term. To register for the trials, please contact the club on 0161 769 2005 and ask for Jack Dickinson or Tom Conroy, or email office@fc-utd.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 PM on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.